Welcome to Let's Talk Loyalty, an industry podcast for loyalty marketing professionals. I'm Paula Thomas, the founder of Let's Talk Loyalty. Today's show is hosted by my colleague Amanda Cromhout, the founder of Truth, an international loyalty consultancy firm based in Cape Town, South Africa. If you work in loyalty marketing, make sure to join Let's Talk Loyalty every Tuesday, every Wednesday, and every Thursday to learn the latest ideas from loyalty experts around the world. This episode is sponsored by Epsilon. Today, I'm delighted to announce a unique opportunity for one lucky listener of Let's Talk Loyalty to enjoy a complimentary workshop with the loyalty experts at Epsilon. One brand every month will have the chance for a unique, independent loyalty lab, a review of your loyalty program, where Epsilon will share their expert ideas how to drive your program's performance to a whole new level. This workshop is a powerful way for you to measure and then increase the return on your investment in your loyalty program. So to apply, head over to letstalkloyalty.com/Epsilon and enter your details.
Today we're in for a real treat as we chat to Celeste Williams, who is head of marketing for Vitality South Africa. Vitality is part of the Discovery company, which is over 30 years old, and the Vitality program is over 26 years old. The Vitality program is based on what is termed a shared value model, which is driving a behavioral change second to none. They have 40 million lives impacted positively in 40 different marketplaces, and their home base being South Africa. The discussion with Celeste is absolutely fascinating, where she shares stats such as their most engaged members, which are called diamond members, during COVID-19 were less severely ill. And in fact, a diamond member had an 81% lower risk of death. So they won't call the Vitality Model program a loyalty program. It is a behavioral change program to help you improve your health. They focus on knowing your health, improving your health, which obviously then creates less claims in the healthcare space, and those excess funds are plowed back into their Vitality program to offer massive rewards such as 75% off flights or 75% off healthy foods. There's lots of innovation, lots of newness, and lots of examples of where an engaged member behaves so significantly differently that the reduction in death during COVID-19 or an increase in lifespan are very clearly measurable. This is a program not to be missed and extremely well explained from Celeste. So Celeste, welcome to Let's Talk Loyalty. This is a long-awaited interview with Vitality, so I'm extremely excited to welcome you here today. Welcome to Let's Talk Loyalty.
Thanks, Amanda. Really excited to be here.
Yeah, it's going to be an incredible conversation. I thoroughly enjoyed our pre-discussion, and the brand that you're representing is a huge brand in the world of rewards and behavioral change. So I'm really, really looking forward to us unpacking that. And obviously, I have the privilege of being in South Africa, where it's your home base. So we're really well accustomed to it here in South Africa. But I think globally now, Vitality is certainly a brand that everybody is aware of. So that gives us a great discussion for the global audience of Let's Talk Loyalty. But before we get into that, as I think you know, the first question of Let's Talk Loyalty, Celeste, what's your favorite loyalty program?
So Amanda, I love to travel. So I had quite a hard time choosing, you know, which is my favorite. But it has to be Emirates Skywards program. Their miles program is just incredible. It's so easy to use, from upgrades to tickets to getting extra rewards when you're on your flight. But I think one of the most amazing benefits of it is that your miles are valid for 3 years. So you can save for that special trip or that upgrade that you've been wanting to experience for a long time.
Amazing. And I don't think anyone who's an audience of Let's Talk Loyalty is shy of understanding Emirates Skywards, because so many of the guests also claim it's their favorite. So you're not alone. And also, Paula's also interviewed professionals from Skywards a couple of times. So if you're interested in those, you may have already heard them. There's a couple of amazing podcasts covering Skywards programs. So that's lovely to hear. I also love them as well. So I really am looking forward to unpacking more about the brand discovery and the program Vitality. But I think from your point of view, having you here on the program today is extra special. You and I have known each other for many years. And you were telling me earlier you've been with Vitality for many years, but you had an interesting career before Vitality. So please, can you bring the audience up to speed with your career that brings you to be head of marketing for Vitality South Africa?
You know, I've always loved psychology and the world of psychology. And in fact, I did my degree in consumer psychology. And I've always been fascinated, you know, by what makes people tick, what makes people do the things they do. We're completely irrational human beings. So I started my career off in the pharmaceutical industry at Merck Sharp and Dohme. I then went overseas to London, and I worked for an NGO for 2 years there. And then when I came back to South Africa, I always knew I wanted to align myself with a really purpose-driven brand. And I think that led me to Discovery. Yeah. And I've been with Discovery now for almost 20 years. And the majority of that time worked on the Vitality brand and really helped sort of grow and shape it into what it is today.
Incredible. So you're almost 20 years, and you were telling me that the Vitality brand itself is 26 years old. So you really have been at the heart of it for the majority of its life as well.
I really have.
Celeste, I think anyone who's listening to the show in South Africa particularly needs no introduction to the Discovery brand or Vitality, but globally both brands are not unknown. So I think if you could just take a short while to tell us a bit more about Discovery, which I believe is 30 years old. I understand it really specializes more in financial services, but I think let's position Discovery and what it does, and then we'll move into Vitality.
Sure. Discovery, as you said, was started in 1992, so just over 30 years ago. And it is a proudly South African financial services company. Started in the health insurance and quickly expanded into the life insurance, short-term, long-term insurance markets, and most recently into the banking sector. But at the core of Vitality, at Discovery, we've really been governed by a really strong core purpose of making people healthier and enhancing and protecting their lives. And we've really been able to do this through what we call our shared value model. And really what that is that what we do is create better health and value for our clients, as well as what it helps us do is create superior actuarial dynamics for us as the insurer, and then helps us create a healthy society and a better world, in fact. But at the heart of that model is Discovery Vitality, which is a leading behavior change platform. And essentially what Vitality does is incentivize people towards better health. And it's a really simple premise of get people healthier to reduce their risk of illness. We've now which is really exciting, transported that model into 40 markets around the world. Wow. And actually impacting over 40 million lives and making 40 million people healthier.
Wow, what is that? 40 million lives across, did you say 40 million lives across 40 countries?
40 different markets, yeah. So Vitality is essentially, we've taken the entire ecosystem and transported that in sort of a technology cloud-based solution. And then it's resonated in markets such as Australia, India, South America, the US, the UK. And what's really exciting, I mean, in South Africa, we've even taken that model one step further and looking not only at people's health and wellness, but also their driving patterns, getting them to drive better through our Vitality Drive program. And now just recently through our Vitality Money program, encouraging members to save more and spend more responsibly.
Yeah, I was going to say in the home market, it's so much more than health, although obviously it's known originally for health. But as you say, the insurance for driving better and your Discovery Bank products, so you have this Vitality Money, is certainly changing how people bank more responsibly. And I'll talk about that later because I was had the privilege of listening to your investor relations presentation, which gave away some fantastic results. But I do want to talk about that in a short while. So as you say, Vitality is hitting 40 countries. I think last time we spoke, you were talking about you're up to, did you start with 300,000 members?
In South Africa, we, you know, when I started 20 odd years ago, we were on about 300,000 members, and we've grown in South Africa to just over 2 million lives. And then, of course, you know, going into the various different markets across the world, that's grown exponentially, you know, through the different life insurers and life insurers across in these various markets. And that's how we've scaled and touching all these millions of lives.
Yeah, incredible. I had no idea you'd say the number as large as 40 million. So that's absolutely fantastic. It's amazing. Because we do think of it from a South African point of view. So 2 million to 40 million globally, that's absolutely very impressive. So I think what would be, just before we get into how Vitality works, you and I always have a big smile and a big debate when we talk about loyalty, because for the audience today, one of the discussions Celeste and I have had in the past is, no, but Vitality isn't a loyalty program, has been the discussion and debate. And I think I'd really like Celeste to describe this around, okay, so it's not a loyalty program, so then what is it? Help us understand what you mean by that.
Yeah, a long-term debate. but essentially how we see and how I explain it is, you know, Vitality is a behavior change program. And I briefly explained the share value model earlier on. And really what that does is turns the typical insurance model on its head. Whereas other loyalty programs, they'll often reward loyalty for sometimes bad behavior, getting us to spend more or buy more things than we should be. What Vitality essentially does is become a driver for good health, and getting you to do positive things like exercise more, drive better, spend more responsibly, essentially putting money back in your pocket. So really what we've done over the, and we relook our rewards and our incentives every year to make sure that we are giving our members massive, massive amounts of value. And all these incentives of nudge, you know, our members to do better, to go for that health screening, to do that little extra bit to get healthier. And these will add up into big rewards, such as travel rewards, iPhones, free Apple Watches, that weekly coffee or smoothie.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is all being paid for through you doing good or doing good activity. And eventually these positive behaviors all add up into healthy habits. And we know once we have created these healthy habits, it leads to long-term positive behavior change, so far more than just loyalty. And where we really saw this actually playing out is, you know, during the COVID-19 pandemic, where, you know, our gold and diamond Vitality members, those are our highly engaged members who are exercising more, eating healthier, and doing all those right those good behaviors, were much less severely ill and had far fewer deaths than non-members or people who were less engaged on Vitality. So those long-term behavior change actions really having a massive, massive impact in terms of that behavior change and long-term effects on your health.
Wow, what a massive statement. I mean, that's so obviously it's so measurable, but just that nugget of information around, okay, so we're running this program and it's a behavioral change program on a platform and sounds like loyalty, but it's more than loyalty. And along comes your tiering system and your top tier. Actually, when the rubber hits the road, you have got evidence that these individuals were vastly less affected by the global pandemic.
That's correct. And you know, when you see those kind of effects of how it really, really is changing health for the better. And, you know, this is a program that has a fundamental effect on people's lives.
Wow. Yeah. Fantastic. What a great soundbite. I love that. And I think then you've given some explanation, Celeste, into how the program works just by explaining why you describe yourselves as the share value model behavioral change platform. But actually, let's go a little bit back to the basics to explain, if you don't mind, how the program works, because I know it intimately. I'm on one of your top tiers and I thoroughly engage in the program. But I think it's really worthwhile if you can, please take the audience through your tiering system and some of the core things you have to do to change, get through the tiers, and then some of the reward structures that are available.
So Vitality is actually a really simple concept. It manifests in a very simple construct of, you know, get healthy and you get rewarded. So how we've really broken it down is it's really, really important for people to know their health. It's important to understand your numbers, understand where you stand. So I think that would be the first step of ensuring that you're doing your health screenings, going for what we call a Vitality health check, which measures your blood pressure, your BMI, which is your waist circumference and your weight, taking your blood pressure, making sure that you understand where you are. And then what we do is we give you tools and incentives to improve your health. We all know how difficult it is to change behavior. Nobody wants to go for that extra run when it's Friday night and you've just got home from a long day at work or in a long week. We all know how convenient, you know, going down and getting fast food versus making some healthy food is. Yes. So what we've done is remove those barriers to making those decisions. Also, you know, going to the gym can be expensive. So we give 75% off gym. We give up to 75% off on healthy food at some of our top grocers in South Africa. And we then, as part of that, you'll earn a Vitality status, which goes from blue to bronze to silver, gold, and then our top tier, which is diamond status. And then as our members work up the tiers, they get fantastic rewards. And, you know, a lot of people often say, how can you give such massive, massive rewards?
Yeah.
And again, that goes back to the shared value model. You know, we know that it's hard to do these things, but as people become healthier, it leads to far less accidents on the road, less people going into hospital. Obviously, from an insurer's point of view, it helps us with less claims. And then what we're able to do is channel those massive rewards or excess funds back into these rewards. And that's how we are able to get, you know, give people 75% off flights and 75% off healthy food and free movies and things like that. And that's as a result of this shared value model that we've created.
Yeah, amazing. Great. Well, thank you for explaining it in such clear and simple ways. So know your health, do the assessments, improve your health, and then ultimately less claims, ultimately that creates excess funds that go into these incredibly generous rewards. So as you say, everyone benefits. Wonderful. So you mentioned there the 75% off flights. So such a huge number of 75%. And I think over time, I've seen travel become a much bigger part of the benefit portfolio. Can you talk us through a little bit more about how, you know, how Vitality Travel works or how important it is for you and your customers?
Yeah. Look, people love to travel. I'm the biggest advocate of travel. But, you know, we saw this during COVID. I think when our members couldn't fly, couldn't travel, you know, it's such an important part of one's lifestyle and just creating these unbelievable, memorable experiences. And we saw how important it was to our members when they didn't have it. So we've spent a long time looking at the entire travel ecosystem. We've developed just recently a brand new entire travel booking platform called Vitality Travel, where you can book all your end-to-end travel. That's from your flights, accommodation, car hire, insurance, whatever you need for travel. And all your discounts are your personalized dynamic discounts based on your good behaviors are all pulled into this platform in a very secure and seamless fashion. But it wasn't just about looking at that booking platform. We wanted to look at the entire ecosystem, you know, from literally, you know, getting to the airport, so giving Uber discounts, to once you arrive at the airport, you know, going through the security queues at airports are frustrating. So our bank clients can now get fast access through our priority fast tracks, as well as looking at the entire experience once you're in the airport lounges, which we've worked with our partners, South African Airways, to reinvent and reinvigorate that lounge experience. So the best part of all of this is that, you know, you pay for all of this with your healthy behaviors. And so we always joke is, you know, that yoga is really going to get you to India. Or to Mauritius or to Australia.
Love it.
You know, that or that run is really going to get you there. So yeah, very, very exciting times. And this is just going to evolve as we get further and further into unpacking a lot of those exciting benefits for our members.
Says lace up my running shoes. It'll get me my flight to New York Marathon sometime later in the year.
Exactly.
I love it. Or London Marathon. I just need to get the entry first,
there
which would
go.
Be great. Amazing. Yeah, you're right. Everyone loves to travel. And I think if we assess on this show how many people talk about, for example, you mentioned Emirates Skywards, you know, how many people talk about a frequent flyer program being their favorite loyalty program, I'm sure it comes out much more frequently than non-frequent flyer programs.
Exactly.
So over and above travel, though, there's so much else we as members of the program can take away, and so many other innovations in the Vitality experience. Can you talk us through some of those innovations? I mean, I've had the privilege as a member to actually experience them, but most of our international listeners won't have been able to do that. So please talk us through the innovations that you're particularly proud of.
I think it has to be and go down to our Vitality Active Rewards program, which I think was started in 2015. So been around for quite a while, and we've seen such a massive amount of engagement. I think we have over 750,000 people engaged just on Active Rewards. And essentially what Vitality Active Rewards is we've gamified the health and fitness space. It's an app-based program that essentially gives you a personalized weekly exercise goal. It then pulls through your data from your fitness device or from your gym workout or any other fitness activity that you may have done. and then rewards you every single week with either an instant reward, which would be a coffee or a smoothie, or you could wait till Rewards Wednesday, and there we give you Discovery Miles, which is our rewards currency, which is more valuable than cash when you actually redeem it, and that you can spend on things like flights, on bigger shopping rewards, and that all accumulates really nicely in the Discovery Bank app. But I think what's been so exciting about this program is because it's now a weekly incentive versus, you know, previously we would be incentivizing people monthly or maybe even once a year. This ongoing activity, we've seen a massive increase in exercise, and people are exercising almost 25% more.
Wow.
And also attached to that is we, at a similar time, we launched our Apple Watch program, where essentially we give our Vitality members free Apple Watches. It's an incredible experience. You activate the benefits, you go into an iStore, pick up your Apple Watch, you don't have to pay a cent, and how you pay it back is through your exercise. So every week you exercise, you don't need to pay a penalty, but should you not exercise, then you have to pay a penalty. So we've seen people who really don't want to pay that penalty, and we've seen a massive increase of over 34% in physical activity, which is just really incredible numbers of how it's shifting people's health behavior.
Okay, so you've said the Vitality Active Rewards, you've seen a drive of plus 25% more exercise tracked, and then the Apple Watch benefits, a 34% increase in behavior from the Apple Watch, the not wanting to pay penalty exercise more. They're incredibly large numbers. I always said, actually, when you launched Active Rewards, you know, if you think about it, at the end of the day, the original product that I would have had as a customer of Discovery's was healthcare and insurance products. So, you know, but because of Active Rewards, everyone in the boardroom, wherever you were, would be checking the Active Rewards status and going onto an insurance app every week. I mean, that itself is worth talking about, the fact that you could drive engagement in a typically dry subject like insurance to get people to go into your real estate of an app on a weekly basis. So I can see why you've pulled that out as an innovation. But you did mention to me that you've recently relaunched Active Rewards. So how has that gone to the next level?
Oh, it's really, really exciting. We're on Active Rewards 3.0, next version, and really just taken the experience to the next level. Much more personalized game boards. So Amanda, yours compared to mine will be completely different, and we'll see completely different game boards. But I think what is the same is just much more rewards. More rewards than ever, richer game boards. And also the opportunity to get an instant reward. So as soon as your goal, you reach your goal, you can get your coffee or smoothie, and you don't need to wait for Rewards Wednesday. But if you want to, you know, wait until Rewards Wednesday gives you an opportunity to play at the game board where you've got extra tiles on this game board. And anything from your grocery or your pharmacy or your fuel spend back from the previous week, in addition to your normal exercise, driving or spending tiles that you'll still see. And then also for like our overachievers, just, you know, we've got a lot of engaged people. So making sure it still remains exciting for them is giving rewards multipliers. So doubling rewards, giving them a sneak peek, a chance to lift a tile and see what's underneath it. And then I think you'll love this one, Amanda. This one's definitely for you, for those of our highly engaged members running Comrades or doing any big marathon and really needing a rest week. We'll give them a little break for 1 week so they can recoup. and also then for those members that have reached 100 goals in a row, or 200 or 300, we've got special limited edition Centurion shirts where they can collect them from Sportsman's Warehouse and really show off their achievements, which is really, really exciting.
Incredible, incredible. Yeah, you and I have always had quite a laugh about how I used to say, but I've just run Comrades and that's an ultra marathon. Please give me a week off. I can't exercise this week. Oh, lovely. That's super, super exciting. So great. And yeah, it'd be great, the personalized game boards. I mean, in our office, whenever loyalty communications or engagements are released, we always compare to see, because we're all quite different, to see how it is different. So we look forward to playing on that. Wonderful. That's well, great. I think we've talked a lot about vitality and the rewards and how we get there and so forth. But I know also, again, as a client of yours, that so much has happened to you, for you to switch not only from the healthcare insurance environment, but into the banking environment, and how the banking app is almost acting as a consolidation, you know, manifestation of all of this together. So can you talk to us a little bit about that? Because it's really it's really helping show how vitality is playing, the loyalty or the behavioral change agent is playing such a huge part in the core product proposition as well of what Discovery is offering.
Yeah, I mean, it's really, really exciting. Is, you know, with us going into the banking sector, what it's really been able to allow us to do is start to monetize all your behavior change. And so we've created this really, really brilliant ecosystem now using the Discovery Bank app. And it's actually live now. You know, most if you're with Discovery Bank, you can experience all your rewards, all your Vitality Active rewards, all your travel, all in one space. We've made it much easier, much safer, much more secure for you to earn and spend Discovery Miles, which is our rewards currency. But what's even greater, I think, is that you know, if people don't have a Discovery Bank app, they can easily download it and get a banking suite where your normal vitality rewards are further enhanced depending on your spending and saving behavior. Or if you're any Discovery client, you can actually get a zero fee Discovery account. So it costs you nothing, but it still unravels an entire world of active rewards, Discovery Pay, where you can pay for gym visits and you can pay for health payments at our doctor networks, as well as have access to their travel platform. So really going a long way, I think, in creating this happier, healthier society. And you know your banking behavior, I mean, we spoke about earlier on about incentivizing, you know, yearly, monthly, weekly. You know, people are going onto their bank app every single day, so further enhancing and making people aware of their spending behavior, their health behavior, literally daily now, which is really, really an exciting space to be.
Definitely. I mean, it's addictive. So that's in a positive way. It's a good addiction.
Yeah, it's a good, healthy addiction.
Yeah, exactly. Very much so. So I mentioned earlier, Celeste, that I heard your CEO, Adrian Gore, talk of the results at the investor relations presentation that were for your 2022 results, of the Discovery results. And I was fascinated. He was talking about a very positive plus 22% operating profit for the business. So that's a huge congratulations to the business for achieving that. But what obviously attracted me the most was how he generously shared stats around how the vitality performance impacts into some of that business performance for Discovery. Now, you've talked about it quite a lot in broader terms, but can you share some of those? I mean, it is actually readily available on the investor relations presentation, but I was really fascinated by it. I was hanging on every word when he was using the vitality performance to, as you say, the shared value model.
Yeah. I mean, really what Adrian was talking about was really, you know, the proof points about just how these incentives are working to make people live longer, healthier lives, you know. And he always talks about health span and really what that refers to. It's not just about living longer. You want to live in good health, you know, you want more years, but you want more healthy years.
Yeah.
And really what it showed was how the program has given people back many, many years, life years to spend with their families. And what is so exciting is, I mean, we've seen just from our research is how vitality over the sort of last 25 years, this is research that we've accumulated over time, has led to a 13% reduction in death. And that's from any cause. And that's for members across all statuses. So it doesn't matter. That's just for you being on the vitality program.
Wow.
And then also seeing, you know, it just increasing from no exercise days to one more exercise day per week reduced a member's risk of death by 34%. So just showing the impact of exercise on lifespan. For example, a 30-year-old man that is engaged and improves his diet and exercise, he can add an extra 6 years of good health to his lifespan. So really showing with actual figures of how our members are living longer, healthier lives. And then, you know, I spoke about the pandemic and that really showed just how our most engaged Diamond Vitality members had an 81% lower risk of death from COVID compared to those that were non-members. So having a real impact during a pandemic as well. And then, yeah, just in terms of healthy food as well, our members are purchasing almost 9% more healthy food when they have access to the healthy food benefit. So these are really tangible ways of how we're having an impact on people's lives every day. Really, really exciting and interesting results.
Very powerful results. I mean, thank you for sharing such quantifiable results with us. So that 81% lower risk of death for your Diamond members during the pandemic. I mean, that's absolutely incredible.
It's incredible. Mm.
And then you talked about, you used the word engagement a lot. So male being engaged, and I had to just think then that they weren't engaged to be married, engaged with the program. But engaged with your program. Because I think as loyalty professionals, we talk about engagement loosely. Mm. And I think you're showing that engagement is, using the program, playing on in the active rewards, actually just engaging with what you have to offer.
Yeah.
And you can bring back plus 6 years of lifespan. I mean, I don't know any other program out there who can claim such results, actually. It'd be great. It'd be a lovely debate to have. So I'm really grateful, Celeste, for you sharing so generously those results. Thank you. It will be very well received by the Let's Talk Loyalty listeners. So I think one of the biggest questions I'd like to ask you, because I think it shines through the fact that your CEO Adrian spoke at the investor relations presentation. So if I say gushingly, it sounds a bit strange, but he was so keen to share that these statistics of how vitality is at the core of the discovery success. So I'm therefore assuming there's a big cultural support model between the two, but we need to hear that from you. I'm just making an assumption.
No, it's 100% true. We are such a passionate bunch. it's a really high performance culture, very highly innovative, as you can imagine. But at the same time, I think really, really supportive. And, you know, I spoke about our core purpose of making people healthier, and that really, really does manifest through our entire organization. We're a very diverse and inclusive workforce. So we actively try and promote and enable, I think that's more important, that our employees live those healthier lives for themselves. So we've created a number of different initiatives and incentives for our staff, from providing them with access to the Vitality program, as well as we've got a number of facilities like a gym, a roof, running track, discounted food and, well, healthy food. I think you can get a wrap for about 10 Rand on the campus, which is, you know, we really do live and breathe that core purpose and that value, because I think ultimately, you know, getting our employees to be healthier, for them to be able to create that dynamic engagement for our customers needs to show up and start within. So we really, really do live out our core purpose internally as well.
Yeah, amazing. I mean, I would love it. A roof running track. After a stressful meeting, just go and run a few laps. Celeste, I could absolutely talk to you for hours, but we're going to have to stop talking, because otherwise we'll run over our Let's Talk Loyalty time slot. But before I do cut this very, very fascinating discussion to a close, is there anything else I haven't touched on that you would love to say to the audience, or anything I've missed?
No, I think maybe just to end, you know, sometimes we do get people say that it's complex and Vitality is hard. But I think, you know, there is effort required to work through the program. We do make sure that it manifests in a very simple, personalized way, whether it's on the website or the app. But, you know, to get people to change their behavior is not an easy notion. And I think the incentives definitely help. But, you know, as we see with, you know, people making those small, small changes and how they become big habits, which really leads to these long-term health gains and lands up changing people's lives for the better. I mean, we've got unbelievable amounts of stories and member stories of how they really have made a fundamental difference. And then I guess, you know, just to sum up, there really is no better reward than your health, you know. So,
absolutely, absolutely.
Really, really exciting times and making a fundamental difference to people. And it starts with us making very, very small changes.
I think, Celeste, what I'm loving about listening to you, so just your last comment then, obviously it hits really hard when you say to someone, you know, there's no other reward other than actually improving your health, your reward to yourself. I don't think as an average human we understand that until you lose part of that health, until there's a risk to any part of that health. So actually hearing you explain how the program has helped individuals either, you know, protect themselves in the global pandemic or in other aspects is in itself a very powerful mechanism. And I think the more you can share that, the more powerful it is. And I'm really so, so grateful for you doing so today. So from Let's Talk Loyalty, Celeste, thank you very much. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Amanda. It's been great.
This show is brought to you by the Australian Loyalty Association, the leading organization for loyalty professionals in Asia Pacific. Visit their news and content hub for the latest loyalty insights from around the world. Or why not submit your own article for publication? For more information on their loyalty services and networking opportunities, visit AustralianLoyaltyAssociation.com. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Let's Talk Loyalty. If you'd like us to send you the latest shows each week, simply sign up for the Let's Talk Loyalty newsletter on letstalkloyalty.com, and we'll send our best episodes straight to your inbox. And don't forget that you can follow Let's Talk Loyalty on any of your favorite podcast platforms. And of course, we'd love for you to share your feedback and reviews. Thanks again for supporting the show.